From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Russia criticizes U.S. policy. Russian and U.S. officials have traded accusations over their respective policies in Afghanistan. In Moscow, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov expressed regret that the main focus of President Trump's new Afghanistan strategy is regulation by methods of force. However, General John William Nicholson Jr. is the commander of U.S. Forces Afghanistan and the Resolute Support Mission, and he begs to differ.
This, I would hope, would give the encouragement to the Afghan people that this new policy is different. It's conditions-based, not time-based, and our end state is a peaceful reconciliation. That means there will be no terrorist attacks emanating from this region against the Afghan people or against the United States and its allies.
Meanwhile, in Afghanistan, a suicide attack on a Shiite mosque in Kabul killed several people, including two police officers, wounding many others during Friday prayers. Islamic State claimed responsibility. An eyewitness says he saw at least three women and several children wounded and lying on the floor during the incident. Saudi-led airstrikes in the Yemen capital of Sana'a have killed at least 12 civilians, including children. Witnesses and medics said that the attack occurred overnight and in the morning hours on Friday in the city's southern neighborhood of Faj Atan. Liz Throssell is the spokesperson for the Office of the UN High Commissioner for Human Rights.
In all these cases in which civilians were killed and injured, witnesses told our Yemen team that there had been no warnings that an attack was imminent. Attacks targeting civilians or civilian objects are prohibited under international humanitarian law, which also prohibits indiscriminate or disproportionate attacks.
This is VOA News. Iraqi military forces have advanced to the center of the Islamic State-held town of Tal Afar after securing several surrounding neighborhoods. After a six-day offensive operation, elite Iraqi forces broke through ISIS lines, seizing the neighborhoods of Nida and Talia north of Tal Afar and reaching the center of the old city. Brigadier General Haider Fadhil of Iraq's Special Forces told the AP the U.S.-led coalition provided air cover while Iraqi troops pushed into the town's center. He said battles with IS jihadists are still ongoing. U.S. Defense Chief Jim Mattis has been in Ukraine, where he delved into the possibility of the U.S. sending lethal weapons to Ukraine. More from VOA's Carla Babb at the Pentagon.
The Ukrainians in general have wanted more and more support with even lethal weapons. The problem with it on the United States side, however, is that there are two camps, essentially. There's the one camp that feels like it is morally right to provide Ukrainians with the tools that they need to support themselves and protect themselves from what is clearly determined by many is Russian aggression. There is another camp, however, that acknowledges this point, but then worries that providing such weapons would provoke Russia and escalate the conflict further, causing even more Ukrainians to die. So it puts the United States in a very difficult position.
At the Pentagon, that's VOA's Carla Babb. Syrian army officials say Lebanon-based Hezbollah and Syrian armed forces are closing in on Islamic State positions along the Lebanon-Syria border. Syria troops have recaptured large parts of Syria from IS occupation. The World Health Organization says efforts are moving ahead to establish a routine programs to vaccinate children against killer diseases in conflict-ridden Syria. Lisa Schlein reports for VOA from WHO headquarters in Geneva.
Before civil war in Syria erupted in 2011, immunization coverage for children against killer diseases stood at nearly 100%. But routine programs against vaccine-preventable illnesses have all but collapsed during the years of conflict. WHO spokesman Christian Lindemeyer says more than 35 centers in the areas of Idlib and Hama now offer vaccinations.
During the years of the crisis, the parents in these areas of northern Syria who wanted their children to be vaccinated often had nowhere to go.
Lindemeyer tells VOA it is hard to know how many children may have died. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Hurricane Harvey has strengthened as it moves across the warm waters of Gulf of Mexico, heading toward the coast of Texas. U.S. meteorologists say Harvey will be a major hurricane by the time it makes landfall late tonight. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.